Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Hello, Jay. My name is Valerie
Charity.
Burns. Hello. My name is Valerie Burns, BYRNES. I got a notice from my bank that Youth Active Whole Products, I guess, is charging me $69.97, and I'd like to know what for.
Can I have a zip code to see if I can pull up an account?
75165.
All right, and thank you for that information. And could you verify the shipping address I'm seeing?
135 Becky Lane.
All right, give me one moment while I look at the account, please.
Okay.
All right, so I do have the account pulled up here. And so I see here on the 9th of May, our Focus Watch was ordered during a pay shipping and handling. Also, in the terms and conditions, it puts your account on a 14-day trial, 4 days of shipping, and a 10-day trial. What you would do is have to call in and cancel that trial so you can keep the watch at shipping and handling cost. If it's not canceled, it'll then bill a one-time charge of what the watch is.
Oh, what in the hell did I get into? I'm telling you. Is this a reoccurring something?
No, it's just a one-time charge if you didn't cancel the trial.
What trial of what?
All right, so the trial is for the customer to call us in and give us feedback on the watch, as well as cancel their account out so they can keep the watch at shipping and handling cost. And if they don't like the watch, then we either tell them they can throw it away or send it back.
Okay, well, I got tricked into this thing, that's for sure. It's dishonest. I'm trying to get the bank to make a stop payment on the $69.97. So any way you could put a stop to that?
All right. It would be a valid charge considering that it was stated in the terms and conditions, but I can do a courtesy refund of 35%.
How about 100%? I guess I need to call tomorrow and I'll get a day shift. Will they have more third authority than you do, or what?
Could you repeat that for me?
Do I need to call back during daytime hours, or what? Oh, man.
We're thir not 35. I do apologize. We're a customer support. We're 24 hours.
This number I got you at is 855-595-9234. That's a good number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, at least I gained a little bit of knowledge, but I'm not happy, that's for sure.
All right, yes, sir. I do also have an employee's refund of 50%, if that'll be, and that'll be $34.99 back into your account.
I don't like what I got into. This is very ugly.
Yes,
Okay.
sir. Did you get a chance to try it out? The watch out?
I don't get I get home every 2 or 3 weeks to get my mail. I haven't even got the damn thing yet.
All right. Yes, sir, and I do. It may, because it's marked as delivered, but let me speak with my manager real quick. Give me one moment. All right, and so I did explain to my manager, and she did say she can do a 75% refund of $52.48. Of
Yeah,
69.97.
52.98. I
52.48.
haven't 52.48.8, and that cancels everything, right?
Yes, sir.
That's all right. Give me my 52.48. We're canceling everything, and I haven't got this thing, so.
All right, yes, sir. And I do apologize. I can reship you another one free of charge.
To say again, what kind of charge?
Free.
Well, just give me back my 52.48, and don't do no more business with me forever.
All right, yes, sir. And are you wanting me to reship you out one other one?
No, I don't
All
want the one
right.
I got. God damn, don't send another one.
All right, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I do also have a cancellation number.
Okay, go ahead.
WC as in cancel, 62.38.2.
62.38.2. That's all there is.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.